From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Kerry O'Connor, and Simon Amstel. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl jets off to London to compete in the Rhymeathlon in our listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some questions for you about the week's news. Kerry, last week at a motivational event hosted by Tony Robbins, you know, the Unleash the Power Within guy, many attendees were surprised that their feet got burned during what activity?
Walking across fiery coals.
Indeed, yes. What a surprise for everyone. Tony Robbins, motivational guy, believes that the power of your mind can do anything. According to one woman who successfully completed the firewalk, quote, he tells us to say cool moss, cool moss, cool moss, and not look down. And it's amazing what your mind can do when you get it in the right state. But while you're saying cool moss, cool moss, the coals are like fresh feet, fresh feet, fresh feet. It's very motivational for the coals. They get a lot out of it. Do you know about these things? Again, I'm going to check in with you as our British expert. Do you know who Tony Robbins is?
I've heard of him.
And what do you know of him?
He burnt people.
Mo, IKEA is best known for its inexpensive furniture, for Swedish meatballs, lingonberries too. But starting in August, IKEA is expanding their offerings to include what?
A house that you can put together.
Well, they've practically given you that already, but no.
Okay, it is a...
It's something that you can wash down the lingonberries with.
Oh, is it going to be a bar? Is it going to be liquor?
It's going to be beer.
Beer?
Beer. IKEA beer. The store is launching... It's very good. The store is launching two beers in August. One is called Ole Lys Lager. The other one is Ole Mørk Lager. Or in the U.S., it'll be that cheap IKEA beer, and oh my God, I'm too drunk to remember another damned made-up Swedish name.
IKEA furniture looks like Pottery Barn when you have beer goggles.
That's true. Kerry, ever since he started as CIA chief, General David Petraeus has been on a quest to get a crucial new facility built at headquarters, essential to their mission. What does he say the CIA desperately needs?
Does it have anything to do with bodily functions?
Yes, sort of. It has to do with the body, certainly. Getting a good one.
A good one. But workout facility isn't funny, so it can't be that.
Why can't it be?
Okay.
He's trying to get a new gym for the CIA, and he has failed like everybody else has. The CIA, of course, has satellites that can kill enemies of the U.S. by exploding their fillings with lasers, but apparently their gym sucks.
Isn't there a local gym that they could just go to?
Well, they could go down to Bally's, I guess, but they want one in their facility.
If they had a little walk, that'd be better.
You think?
Yes, that's right.
They should, because they're getting teased for being fat. It's like, oh man, your CIA agent is so fat, I thought he was a double agent. Simon, Florida Representative Peter Neer, he is the latest politician to get caught sending topless photos of himself on the internet. This has happened from time to time. But Mr. Neer, unlike others, came up with a really good excuse, though. What was it?
I don't know. What did he do?
Why did he do it?
Why did he do it?
Why did he do it?
Why did he send the photos?
Why did he send the photos?
Well, people get a bit horny, don't they?
They do, but that's not what he said.
He said...
That?
He was concerned about a rash, and he was sending it to a friend who was in some way medical, who could possibly help with the rash.
That's not a bad excuse, but that's not what he said.
He said, I am a human being. And just because I hold an office, it does not mean that I don't have sexual organs. It doesn't mean I don't have needs.
I'm voting for him.
Oh, my God.
He said, give me a break, people. Do I not bleed?
That was beautiful.
No, we're going to get there. He was very proud, actually, of his diet program.
Right.
So...
Different, different.
What was he trying to do?
Encourage people to diet.
Yes, he was trying to inspire people to look as good as he does.
Right.
Mr. Neers, he is a diabetic, and he explained, quote, I use every opportunity I can to show other diabetics that it is possible to control and even possibly reverse the effects of the disease. And he said that he wanted to show how well in shape he got to other diabetics so that they can improve as well. Sensing an opportunity to get his life back, somewhere Anthony Weiner released a statement saying his underpants also have diabetes.